joining us now, Connor Pay, kind enough to join us. BYU in the middle of spring ball, anchoring that offensive line. Connor, how are you?
Hey, Connor.
Good. How are you guys?
Man, it's good to catch up with you.
Good to hear your voice. How much, I mean, you've been doing this for a minute. How, what is spring ball like for you, for a veteran on this team?
Well, I mean, spring ball is just an opportunity, you know, to hone in on, you know, things you've been working on. And, you know, you kind of go through, you do your self-scout at the end of the season, go through, find all your weaknesses and have things you want to focus on for spring. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun to just be able to focus on some of those things and continue to be great at the basics, but also have some things, you know, that you want to improve on that you can focus on for spring. So.
So, Connor, did Blake Freeland just sit there and practice his vertical all the time? Or did he, because he goes to the combine and sets a combine record. Well, how, were you surprised at the numbers he put up?
No, not at all. Not at all. I had seen it before. So that is his PR for his vertical. I knew he'd get something close to that. I didn't know he'd make it all the way to 37, but I knew he would get close.
Well, his 10-second split was incredible, too. How much emphasis are they putting on those 10-second splits for you guys now?
A lot, especially, you know, with, you know, Doc Main working with us now and Colby Clawson with our sports science team. We spent a lot of time working on that burst and, you know, just being able to be explosive out of a stance. So but Blake's kind of always had that.
Man, he's an insane athlete.
No, it's incredible to say the least. So what is your points of emphasis? What are you guys working on? What do you hope to get accomplished here in spring ball?
Well, I think as a unit, you know, obviously there's a lot of new faces. And so I think just gelling together as a unit, getting everybody on the same page, everybody up to par, you know, because it's a little staggered right now in terms of the level of play for people. And so trying to get everyone up to par has been kind of the focus of spring, and kind of mixing and matching, you know, seeing who can step up and fill spots. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun to see who has and who hasn't.
So, Connor, we had Jay Hill on yesterday, and Jay's bringing a new style of defense, and you're seeing it firsthand because you're practicing against basically what BYU is going to be running through the season. How much different is this defense that you're going against? Not the personnel, just the scheme and what you're seeing and different blitzing and movement up front. How much different is it from what you saw in your previous springs?
It's a lot different. I mean, especially like with the defensive line, you know, their scheme is a lot different. Playing a lot more four down, you know, responsibility number one is to penetrate and disrupt the line of scrimmage. And a lot more cover one, cover zero pressures that come with that. And, I mean, when you can play cover one and when you can play cover zero, that frees up the backers to do a lot of fun things and run a lot of blitzes. So it's definitely been a lot different in a really good way.
Tougher to block against?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's different. It's hard to say whether or not it's tougher because our old defense, it was just, they did some funky things, a lot of movement, which can be challenging. But I think on a play-by-play basis, this defense is definitely more challenging to play against because they're always sitting their gaps. They're always in the right position. I mean, Coach Hill is bringing an awesome energy. I have so much respect for him. And just already the job he's done in just a couple months he's been here. So, yeah, this defense is definitely more challenging. It's great for us. Opportunity to get better.
Connor Pay joins us. What's your early impressions of Keaton Slovis?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great, great leader. You can just tell he's a veteran and he's played at the Power 5 level. He was able to come in, pick up the offense really fast, and he's been awesome. He's gelled really well with the team and already has a lot of respect from his teammates and from the coaching staff, too. And he's actually my roommate as well, so I get a chance to hang out with him a little bit, and he's just an awesome dude. He's a stud.
Is he fitting in Provo okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He enjoys it so far. I mean, it's kind of funny because he did that podcast or that interview talking about Provo after they played here when he was at USC, and kind of hearing his opinions on that show is kind of funny that now he's here. But no, so far, at least, he said that he's loved it so far.
So, Connor, are you going to be playing all center, or are you going to still look at some of the guard positions, or are you all center all the time right now?
I'm all center all the time right now. So I think that'll probably change in fall, just because Paul isn't with us right now. He's just recovering. And so when he's back, they'll probably mix and match us a little bit and see kind of where we end up and what fits the best with the O-line unit.
Do you enjoy that? Is that where you prefer to be?
Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Just because it's kind of been my emphasis for the last year and a half or so. So it's kind of nice to just stay with what I've been working on and where I played all of last season. My redshirt freshman year, I started at right guard for the first half of that season. So, like, I can do guard, too, and I love guard. It's fun to play. But, you know, being center is just a little bit different, and, you know, I've kind of gotten used to that, just like the center mindset as well. But, no, whatever the team needs, you know, I'm happy to do it. So we'll see what happens in the fall.
How's it been, Connor, adjusting with these transfers that come in? Because this is – fairly new. I guess you've been dealing with it for a couple of years now, but Waylon Lopoyo, mm-hmm. who comes out of Utah State, Paul Miley, as you were just talking about, coming out of Utah. How is it to deal with those guys? Because back in the day, we used to ban up against them, and we didn't want our buddies to lose their jobs, and nowadays you got to accept them and bring them into the fold, don't you?
Absolutely. And I mean, the way I see it, it's like, look, if a transfer comes in and he's better than you, then that's on you for not being a better player. So, I mean, that's kind of – it's your responsibility to elevate your play if you don't want to lose your job. Because we're going to bring in – and especially with this era of the transfer portal, we're going to bring in as many great players as we can. That's how you build great teams. And that's how you foster competition. You know, I mean, when I think about, like, my first year, that whole second unit, all the backups was me, Blake Freeland, Harris LeChance, Joe Tukuwafu. We were all backups, and we were trying to push the ones every day for those spots, and that really elevated the team as a whole and prepped us to step in the next year. So I think that's the cycle that has to continue to be followed, is you have to push the people in front of you to get the best out of them and to get the best out of yourself. So if a transfer has to come in to do that or multiple transfers, then so be it. We're going to try to be the best team that we can regardless.
Last thing real quick, Connor. Have you made more or less money in NIL than you thought you would when you heard the announcement?
Well, that's hard to answer because with the NIL, I've been able to help start a couple of companies. And so I think that's a little bit different. NIL has allowed me to do that, but it's not necessarily specifically NIL money. I've definitely made more than I thought I would. For sure. As an old lineman, I didn't think I was going to make hardly any money.
You thought those quarterbacks are going to get all that money.
Any dollars.
Yeah.
I get excited with any dollars.
Hey, people love old linemen too, man. Don't think you're underappreciated.
We love you, Connor.
Absolutely. Connor, appreciate it, man. That. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Have a good one.
That's Connor Pay, offensive lineman, center for that BYU football team.